With Colorado Public Radio News, I'm Bob Laffley. For years, a Texas billionaire has wanted to build a sizable resort near to the family-owned Wolf Creek ski area. It's an especially snowy, undeveloped part of southwest Colorado, and environmentalists and some locals have fought the proposal every step of the way. That may be changing, though, as the Forest Service considers another version. Elise Thatcher is following the story and has this report.
Auto magnate Billy Joe Red McCombs has been a part of some high-powered ventures, like co-founding Clear Channel Communications. But the San Antonio billionaire has had a tough time getting the go-ahead for a real estate project in Colorado. Nearly 30 years ago, McCombs made a swap with the Forest Service, some of his private land for nearly 300 acres right next to the Wolf Creek ski area. That's about 20 miles from the nearest town, like Pagosa Springs. Ever since, McCombs has wanted to build a resort there, named the Village at Wolf Creek. Clint Jones is project manager.
The abundance of snowfall there creates some tremendous powder skiing that is unlike anywhere else that I've skied. But if you love skiing and you love all types of skiing, Wolf Creek offers all of that.
But Red McCombs has run into a lot of roadblocks trying to put in a development. His property is surrounded by public land, so he can't build until the Rio Grande National Forest approves an access road. The agency did just that some years ago, when McCombs had plans to build enough condos, homes, and hotel rooms for about 10,000 people. That shocked a lot of locals, and environmental groups mounted a successful campaign to stop the road and the village. Now, McCombs is trying again. This time, he's asking for another land swap with the Forest Service. Ranger Tom Malachek explained what it could look like.
The land exchange pushes that development a little bit further away from the ski area, off of the skiable terrain, and better insulates it from some direct effects of the village. So
Malachek is pointing at spruce trees and wetlands that are currently on McCombs' private land. So far, the agency says the land swap might be a good idea. It could better protect certain wetlands, and the overall impact of the resort could be smaller. For the developer, it would mean access and an opportunity to build, because McCombs would end up getting land right next to Highway 160. Again, Clint Jones.
First phase of the village calls for, at least at present, 497 units. That includes one hotel that I believe is 71 units, a few condo buildings, and then some single-family home sites and townhomes.
Jones says they wouldn't build more unless there's market demand. The development could be as small as less than a dozen homes and as big as 2,000 units, with hotels, condos, townhomes, and houses. There'd be commercial space for shops and restaurants, too. So the Forest Service is looking at how all of those options could affect the environment in nearby communities. If the agency decides against the land exchange, it could still let Red McCombs put in a road to get to his private land and build the resort anyway.
This is the wrong thing to do in this place. It is the wrong idea for Wolf Creek Pass, and there's just no way around that.
Josh Pollock is conservation director of the environmental group Rocky Mountain Wild. The group, earlier under the name Colorado Wild, played a major role in stopping previous plans for the village at Wolf Creek. Pollock argues that building well above 10,000 feet could have a major effect on the high alpine plants and animals, like the threatened Canada lynx. Pollock believes the Forest Service's preliminary environmental review of the exchange and the development is a good start, but he says it's missing details on at least one significant natural resource.
It's pretty probable that an adjacent development of the size of the village of Wolf Creek would change the local groundwater and surface water drainage patterns.
And that could have a major impact on special high country wetlands in the area called fens. But since Red McCombs is open to building a smaller-scale resort, some locals have warmed up to it. Howard Fleming is a longtime businessman and resident of South Fork, east of Wolf Creek.
When they first started it, I was completely against it. But what they were doing was a lot more aggressive, larger development, and now they have reduced it down, moved it back, so it's not going to be as much of an eyesore.
Fleming says the resort could mean more business for his tiny town. Most skiers who stay overnight go west to Pagosa Springs. Mary Jo Coulihan says some business owners there are worried a resort could mean fewer customers. She's executive director of the Pagosa Springs Area Chamber of Commerce.
We have some amenities in Pagosa that the facility up there will never have, such as our natural hot springs. But I think that there is some concern about losing some beds. Hopefully we won't lose too much restaurant or retail or things like that.
There's been stiff opposition in Pagosa Springs to the proposed village at Wolf Creek. Now, like in South Fork, some residents are less worried about a smaller resort. Others like the idea of more jobs for the area. The Forest Service has said the development could generate from 30 to more than 200 construction jobs and some number of long-term jobs depending on how big it gets. But not everyone has been won over. The Durango-based San Juan Citizens Alliance has raised questions about the proposed exchange, saying the public land was appraised to give Red McCombs a better deal. The Forest Service will decide over the coming months whether to allow that land swap or let McCombs build a road. Both could lead to a major resort, or the agency could turn it all down. The Forest Service is taking comments on the best approach until midnight tonight. A decision is expected early next year, and even if the answer is no to all of the above, McCombs says he'll be back to find another way to get access and then build on his land. For Colorado Public Radio, I'm Elise Thatcher.